Ray Holman is the legislative liaison for the UAW 6000 here in the state of Michigan, and he was part of an effort to support the ouster of Governor Walker. He wanted to get Ray's take on what occurred last night. Ray, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing really good, Tony. I'm a little stunned about the results last night and still trying to get my head wrapped around it, but I'm doing fine.
Well, the unions put a lot of effort and a lot of money into this, and Walker still remains as governor. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the recall effort took on special meaning for the UAW Local 6000. As you know, Tony, we represent state employees, and we had about three cars that went to Wisconsin on a stormy February morning, 4 a.m., we went to Wisconsin and we rallied with those folks because we knew how important protecting collective bargaining rights and what it also meant, you know, for public employees, whether in a union or not. This is really something that affected public workers, teachers, state employees, et cetera. And the passion we saw there, it really was a surprise to see the governor remain in power this morning or last night.
Why do you think he lost? Or excuse me, why do you think he won and the union's efforts went for naught?
Well, I think that one of the, you know, when you sit back and we look at it a little bit later, there's a long time period, you know, when the protests started in February 2011, you know, until June 2012, that was a long time period, and a lot of outside money came into the equation, and we see that public employees and the progressives were outspent, you know, 7-1. I believe over $30 million was given to defend Skywalker from, you know, outside interest groups. So, you know, that had a factor. You know, Skywalker's approval ratings, I think, went up a little bit. I think he was really hurting when the protests and things first started. And I think progressives, public employees, we need to roll up our sleeves and get back to work and talk with voters one-on-one and be smarter and move forward.
What do you think this says? What statement does this make when you and I had conversations how you thought what was going on there wasn't right, but a majority of Wisconsin voters disagree with that? What does this say?
Well, I think that this battle, if you can call it that, that started again in February 2011 in Wisconsin, does in fact have national implications, and it's going to affect everybody here. It's going to affect the public employees right here in mid-Michigan and the entire nation. But I also think it says a lot about big money. I mean, when you're talking about $30 million being sent in to affect one particular state in one election. And of course, there were some other senators who were up for recall as well. But anyway, I think money has a lot to do with politics. I think, you know, people that support collective bargaining rights, people that support investments in education and public employees and services need to maybe work harder, work smarter. I think, you know, the message needs to go to individuals. You know, we need to talk with people and explain to them why supporting a good K-12 funding is important and those type of things. But there's no doubt about it, Tony. It had huge implications to what happened last night.
How do you think this will affect the election, especially in regards to a Republican winning there in Wisconsin, and what do you see happening here in the state of Michigan?
Well, I think when you're talking about the big presidential election, you know, still a long ways to go. I think that, you know, that's going to be different for the folks in Wisconsin. I mean, I think Barack Obama is still leading the polls, you know, reading the stories this morning. You know, it's hard to say, and there could be national events that change the equation. You never know. You know, here in Michigan, not only do we have the presidential election, but the House of Representatives will be up, and those races are going to be huge. In order for the Democrats to take back control, they're going to need to flip 10 seats. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because in Michigan, one party controls all branches of the state government. So regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican, if you believe in having a divided government, it's going to be important to change of power in the state house. So I do think there's ramifications from last night, but who knows moving forward.
Ray, do you think that the Democrats can get 10 seats in the next election?
Well, the polls have been saying that it's quite possible. I believe there's 13 or 14 districts that are in play. And when people realize that their taxes actually went up under the Republican administration, you know, people are paying taxes on their pensions now, both public and private. People are low-income workers lost some tax advantages. And I think, very possible. But again, you know, who knows? I mean, I was really confident last night that Scott Walker is going to be removed from office, and he won pretty easily. So, again, who knows?
Ray, do you think that collective bargaining is the key issue here, and maybe if that topic would have been avoided in Wisconsin, it's been debated in Ohio and Indiana. Do you think if that would have been left alone, Walker wouldn't have had to deal with this recall election?
You know, I believe that he took pretty drastic measures, stripping away basically collective bargaining rights from public employees, you know, in Wisconsin. I mean, and I think, I don't think there would have been this firestorm. I think, that's what started the whole thing. You know, and I believe that most people do recognize the value in collective bargaining and sitting down and working out problems together with management to have common sense solutions. And it's proven to be very successful. In fact, you know, UAW Local 6000 and other state unions successfully negotiated with Governor Snyder this past year through the collective bargaining process. So I think, I think that was the flashpoint.
All right, Ray, before I let you go, just wanted to get your take on the budget here for the state of Michigan that the governor said he will sign.
Well, you know, again, we've had a budget completed in June. You know, I guess that's better than having the government shut down for a few hours early in the morning, October 1st. But on the other hand, there are some problems with the budget. There's a lot of cuts to the Department of Corrections. They cut over 125 field agents, meaning probation and parole agents. They take away funding for some of our juvenile facilities. So there's, there's a few complaints we have about the budget, but we're going to move forward as state employees and continue to provide excellent service.
All right, we've gone through the budget process twice now with Governor Rick Snyder. How do you grade him in this?
Well, I think that he's a very competent, person, and I think that in some ways there's been some positives in terms of him working with the unions, working with state employees, which is a positive. But I think some of the priorities aren't so great, meaning I think there should have been higher funding in K-12, higher education, and definitely for state services like the Department of Corrections and the Department of Human Services to provide vital functions to keep Michigan moving. So some of the priorities we would disagree with.
Ray, it sounds like it's so hard for you to give the governor props.
Well,
I'm not saying you have to, but it seems like it's really like twisting your arm.
You know, Tony, I appreciate being in your
show. Right. I got to run. We'll talk again soon. You're listening to 1320 WILS.